Laurel. Firstly, brothers, I've got a bit of a cold and hay fever, so if my voice is not too loud, please just tell me to raise the voice, inshallah. We had a bit of problem when we started, so we started a little bit late, so I can't make the talk go on too long, but I just want to touch on a few points. Firstly, the clip that we just saw. The whole message of that clip was that you might be able to postpone death, but you can't avoid it. It's inevitable. And I think it goes on to say that this film goes on to talk about that it's a design, and maybe if you work out the design, you can work how to completely not even go near death. But that's obviously in a film format. Now, there's two, when you go to a death talk, for example, Sheikh Faiz, you got Murtaza Khan, you got Ahmed Ali. If you go onto their YouTube and they talk about death, they will tell you the most horrific story that you think, subhanAllah, you know, this is something that I don't want to even, you know, think about, the punishment, the death, what happens afterwards. The point of this talk is not to go and give you the evidences and what happens after death or what death is, but rather for us to all understand how society pushes death. So for example, death is portrayed in a film, and even then they cannot admit that it's a sure reality. They're trying to put it across that there's a design that you might be able to avoid it. When we're young and we talk about death, or when you even think about death, you've got cartoon characters. So for example, when I was young and Super Mario Brothers, you kill it and you get like a body that comes out of Super Mario, and it kind of withers its way up to the top, and it's got like a hoop around it as if it's going to go paradise, and it's got horns if it's going to go like hell. So my point being is that everything around this society, they don't talk about death. Death is something that if you try in your school, in your colleges, or in your workplace to talk about death, that's a no-no subject. They're going to think, what's wrong with this guy? Why does he want to talk about death? Even in films, they cannot even accept that it's a sure reality. So when we say it's a sure reality, what do I mean? I can say to you, yeah, I'll give you £100, go out there, make me a bit of money. You can't guarantee that you make me that money. If I say to you that, you know, go out, even if I give you £100 to go and buy me, you know, something from the shop, even that's not even guaranteed. There's only one guarantee in life, and that is al-maut, death. And that's something that the West and the society we're living in, unfortunately, even our Muslims, we try to avoid talking about it. Even as youngsters, we try to avoid talking about it. Why is it that we avoid talking about the most 100% definite thing in life? You have to think about what ideas this society gives us to make us deflect and not think about death. So for example, we've got all these PlayStation games, you've got so much amusement, so much play in this dunya to keep your mind so preoccupied that you don't want to think about the most definite thing in life, which is death and Al-Qiyamah, the hereafter, where we're going to, you know, when we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the recent case, we know about Jade Goody. She's dying from cancer. They can't give a time limit when the death is going to be, or when she's going to pass away. But even then, they twist it and they spin it to make it like a money-making thing. So she's going to go, but let's see, you know, let's not think about what's going to happen afterwards. Let's see what we can quickly utilize from her cancer. So there's more paper magazine deals. There's, you know, all these little marketing ploy to get money for her kids, for every interview she does. She even got married on a deathbed. You know, subhanAllah, I can't understand. You know, this society, forget about worrying about what's going to happen after death. She's worrying about, you know, let me put a ring on my deathbed, and maybe, you know, my kid will get more money, as if that's going to, you know, save her from hellfire. So my point is, again, I'm not going to go too long. So that's the first thing, society, how society views death. Society, when we're young, we bombarded with, especially the younger brothers, we've got all these games, PlayStation games, and everything, every idea that we get about death is all fun. It's all fun and games. It's not serious. It's not something that we should really think about, because death only hits our mind when we're old, when we see an old granny or old auntie or even our own elderly parents. Then we think maybe, you know, death is coming close. But we never think that death will hit us at any time, at any young age. And, you know, since the time we came into this room to now, the angel of death has visited us already twice. And any one of us in this room, if Allah gave the permission, it could have been it. Any one of us, we would have been doing janazah over, subhanAllah, Allah has, you know, given us that time. Because there's a strong, authentic narration that the angel of death comes and visits each ruh, each insan, 70 times, up to 70 times a day. And if you break that down, that's almost every 20 minutes. It comes to us on our shoulders and it says, Ya Rab, should I take his ruh? And I'm not even going to go into details of how the root is taken from the soul. You know, if it's Munkar and Nakir, when they question us, when Azrael comes to rip and take our soul, and if it's of the righteous, how it, you know, what sort of condition it will go in, the comfort, the cloth that will be wrapped around in, the smell of Jannah. I'm not even going to talk about that side. And when if you're a soul of a disbeliever, of a sinner, or a fasiq, and how your soul will be ripped out. See, that stuff is something as Muslims we have to kind of keep in our mind, that before we even think about the punishment of how our soul will be taken out, let's understand concept of death. Why is it that we don't think about it? Why is it that something so definite in our dunya, in our life, and some of us might know youngsters or, you know, young cousins or even friends that have passed away. I know for sure, like during a couple of Eids ago, you know, you get youngsters, they hire their car and they go driving, and you know, may Allah grant them Jannah and forgive their sins. There was a few incidences where Muslim guys from East London and from West London, they actually had a car accident, and that was their time. They couldn't delay it 1 second more, and they couldn't bring it forward 1 second more because the time was appointed for them. And that's the reality. We're told from a young age, like, death is something fun. You know, when you draw a cartoon, when you watch something, Tom and Jerry, whatever it is, it's all made into, it's called a satire, meaning that everything's all made into, like, it's not really there. It's just something that, you know, you got the devil who sits there and he's waiting for your soul to come out. So everything's made into something like a joke. Bottom line, they think death is a joke. They think the afterlife is a joke. That's what they think. And in the Quran, I'm just going to give you a couple of verses to explain to us, because we're all mu'mins here, and we know for sure that Allah, when He promises something, it's the haq. There's not something we can delay or take back. And I'm just going to quickly give you a couple of verses. Firstly, in the concept of, in this program, in this film, it's talking about trying to avoid death, and you know, the time will come. In Surah Al-Nisa, verse 78, Allah says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Whosoever, wheresoever you may be, death will overtake you, even if you are in the fortresses built up strong and high. And in other translation, it talks about huge buildings. So, you know, he's talking about huge fortresses. Even if you lock yourself up, barricade yourself, thinking, you know, I'm, no one's going to come and, you know, overtake me or catch me. Even then, Allah says, when your time is appointed, it will come and it will take you. There's another ayat. Quickly, I'll just quickly skim through these ayat. In Surah Kaf, verse 19, يَجَاءَتْ سَكُوتُ الْمَوْتُ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٍ. And the stupor of death, i.e. the one that thinks he will delay death, will come in truth. This is what you have been avoiding. I.e. the one that's been trying to avoid death, he thinks he can cheat death, like in this program. He thinks, you know, I'll go jogging every day, I'll keep my lungs all pure, you know, I'll eat healthy food, I'll check all my calories, you know, I'll have a blood pressure check every week. No matter what you do, when death is appointed for you, it will come. You will not delay it for a second, no matter how young and how old you are. Because none of us brothers and sisters here, when Allah made us, did we sign a contract to say, Allah, I'm going to survive till 20, I'm going to survive till 30 or 50 or 60. None of us did that contract. So what does that mean? That means any of us can go any second. And even in this place, Ya Allah, if we do go, may Allah give us Jannah. Because as I'm saying to you brothers, there's been a clip where a footballer was playing football. And have some of you seen that clip? The football clip, and he just took the shot, put his head down when you get tired, and that was it, finished. His time was up. So I'm saying, it's a thing that it can come to us any second of the day. And there's many hadiths and narrations reminding us of death, saying that when you wake up in the morning, do not expect to survive till the evening, because you might not see the evening. And when you sleep in the evening, do not expect to survive till the morning, because that's how crucial this concept of death is for us. Now, why is it that knowing that the death is such a true fact, how should that reflect on our behavior as Muslims? So I'm not going to talk about the kuffar, because they don't believe in death. So for them, you live life once, live life to the max. If you can get married on a deathbed, get married, make money, it's in line with their thinking, because they don't believe in anything hereafter. So everything they do is, you know, it's all enjoyment, it's all fun and games. If you want to backstab someone, if you want to scam someone, if I steal from someone, there's no accountability for them. There's no akhirah for them. Because for them, it's all like, oh, I've read it in some cartoon magazine. I don't think it's true. So it's all, you know, jokes. It's all jokes for them. For them, the serious thing about life is all about living every day as it comes, enjoying your life, and behaving however you want. Why should you have limits for? Because at the end of the day, there's no accountability. Whereas as Muslims, and all of us here, alhamdulillah, we know that when death comes, and then we have the judgment day, akhirah, and we will be accounted for every single deed, small and big, that we do, and it's been recorded by angels, what are we going to answer? What are we going to answer? Because from the young age, we've been told that don't think about death, enjoy yourself, you're young, you know, just chill, go and cut, you know, it doesn't matter if you miss a salah, you've got all your life ahead of you to do salah. You can go jummah, you can go hajj and get all your sins forgiven. And for some sisters, they think, maybe I'm not going to wear hijab now, you know, let me get married, then I'll start wearing the hijab, and then I'll, you know, be a good wife and be a good Muslim. You know, I'm young now because all my friends are enjoying themselves, let me enjoy myself as well. Because they don't think about death, they don't think about accountability. And wallahi, brothers, my personal experience, what changed me, because some 7 years ago, was thinking about death. My life took a turn for the worse. I was enjoying myself like everyone else. I was going out there thinking you live life as it comes. Yes, I knew Allah existed. Yes, I knew there was this concept of hellfire and heaven. But it wasn't a deep understanding. It was just, I've been told that. It wasn't something I thought about. It wasn't something I thought they would come and approach me anytime soon. Because I was only 19, 20, 21, you know, around that age. But then when you think about it deeply, that's what really makes your mind think, subhanAllah, if Allah takes me right now, any of us right now, what are we going to say to Allah on the day of Qiyamah? Seriously, what are we going to say? Because some of us may say, you know, look, you know, I did a couple of tahajjuds, you know, I prayed all through Ramadan. You know, I might have missed prayer here, but, you know, I did this and I didn't do that. Some sisters might say, look, you know, I knew this boy, he liked me, but I didn't, you know, do anything physical. I was just friends. And you know, this and that. It's all excuses trying to show that, yes, I've got something to barter with. You know, like when you go to negotiate, you want to go and buy something. Your mate says to you, you know, what you got, what you know, like some youngsters, you know, when you want to swap a card or a phone. I might have a phone. I say, look, I'll exchange you my phone. You give me your PlayStation, I'll give you £20 more. So I'm negotiating with you. I'm saying, okay, what's your phone worth? And I'll top it up with £20 and that's worth your PlayStation. You're bargaining with that person. To Allah, when we go, what are we going to bargain with? How are we going to justify what we did in our young days? And do we think that couple of Ramadans of praying and couple of Jummas or Jummah every week is going to be sufficient for us to say to Allah, we're going to deceive you thinking, look, let's barter Allah. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that, brothers. And all I'm saying is that when you think about death, you realize that this is the time to change. This is the time where we need to think, okay, let's build our negotiating cards. Let's build all the the deeds, the, you know, the thingy we can do, accumulate the hasanat to say to Allah, if He takes us when we're young, Ya Allah, have mercy on us, because although we was young and there was temptation out there, I sacrificed all that for You. Ya Allah, I prayed. Ya Allah, I came to the circles. Ya Allah, when there was temptation and my friends and my colleagues were having boyfriends and girlfriends, I avoided all of that. Yeah, I focused myself in trying to worship You and come close to You. It wasn't easy, but I tried, Ya Allah. That's something solid. You can go to Allah and give that. But if we don't have nothing, and if we're just saying we take it easy and we're thinking death is something like how the Western people view it, and you know, it's easy come, easy go, one day, yes, all of us are going to die, and what? If we view death like that, then subhanAllah, we are the ones who are going to lose. We are the one, we go to bargain with Him, we're going to have nothing. We're going to think we've got some good deeds. Subhanallah, it's going to be made, like, disappeared like that. And I'm saying none of us are safe from that. Even myself included, I give this advice to myself first. None of us are exempt from this. All of us don't know how much good deeds we've got to barter to Allah. Obviously, we rely on Allah's salvation, His rahmah and His maghfirah. But over and above His maghfirah, we need to do the action. We need to sacrifice when we're young. Because Allah says, on the day of Qiyamah, when there is no other shade but the shade of His arsh, His throne, and only a certain category of people will be given that shade. And within that category is us, the youth, the Muslims. When we're young and we sacrifice our life for the deen. And that's why, you know, it's so important for us to always contemplate death. Because death is what's going to quickly put us back on track. Because, you know, all of us, you know, we have our strengths and weaknesses and we can get diverted sometimes. But as soon as we think about death, straight away we think, Ya Allah, if I go next second, what am I going to say? Because just a couple of hours ago I did a sin, or just a couple of days ago I did a sin, or just a couple of weeks ago I did a sin. Maybe that sin will take me into hellfire. So you, straight away you're trying to say, subhanAllah, let me quickly read a bit of Quran, or, you know, let me try to balance that good deed. Because there's a hadith that says, if you do a bad, and we're all prone to do it, follow it up with a good and it will minus it. So I leave you brothers to think about that. And inshallah, I'll just wrap it up there, that death in this society is something that is made into a joke. It's something that don't think about now, it's only afterwards. And when they do think about it, they make it into some film that you can design, and it's a design and you can avoid it and how to make money from it. You talk about death and it puts the fear of God in them. It puts a fear of, like, you've never seen this fear before in their life when you talk about death to them. But with us, we're not scared of death. We accept death and we look forward to death, inshallah, because that's a sure reality. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ya Allah, you created us and to you we will be our final return. We don't scared of that at all. The people that are scared is the people that are trying to sneak behind Allah's back thinking, yeah, I can do this and I can do that and I'm still a Muslim, I'm doing my Friday prayers and I'm a Ramadan Muslim. These are the people who should be a little bit worried, because you cannot play games with Allah, inshallah, yeah? So this is a start, man. This is a start for the young, the brothers, the sisters, to really think about our life as Muslims and to realize that death is not something far away in the distant. It can come to us any second and any minute. So inshallah, I will finish here and I think we'll open up for questions and answers. Jazakallah khair.